British children who are ethnically Indian are only one-third as likely to be mentally unstable as their white British compatriots. This finding has come out of a study published in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, comparing ethnic groups for the incidence of disorders such as hyperactivity, aggression, and antisocial behaviour. I asked Anna Goodman of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine what they set out to do in the study and why.
We were interested in looking at ethnic differences in child mental health in Great Britain, and particularly in looking at groups which were doing better than the average. I think often the focus, particularly when looking at minority ethnic groups, is focusing on those groups which are doing worse. And we thought we wanted to balance that by also looking at groups doing better.
What sorts of things were you expecting to find?
We sort of knew quite early on that there was a big difference in the rate of child mental health disorder as diagnosed by a child psychiatrist in these surveys. So in Indians it was a 3.7% average versus 10% in white children. So a very large difference. I think the first big question, and it was one which really we didn't know in advance what we'd find, is the extent to which that was a real health difference, or the extent to which it reflected something about how people report or talk about mental health in mental health surveys.
What sorts of mental health problems were you looking at?
Sure, so particularly we were looking at the common mental health problems. So these, in children, this means emotional problems, which are things to do with worries, fears or depression, and behavioural problems, which is about oppositional or antisocial behaviour, and hyperactivity. In fact, it was particularly for the behavioural and the hyperactivity problems where British Indians did better than the average, so that's in fact what we focused on.
And this was kids 5 to 16 years old. How many of them were there in the survey?
In total in the survey there were 18,000. We then focused down just on England, so about 14,000, and then that translates into about 400 or 350 British Indians and the rest British white.
So it's a really big group of children, and you found a really big difference. Three times as many behavioural problems that are classed as mental health in the Caucasian British children as compared with the Indians. What do you think is going on?
Start by saying what it didn't seem to be. It didn't seem to be something to do with how people were reporting mental health. We thought, because it's plausible that with something like mental health which is subjectively reported and where one person's perception of what constitutes worry might be someone else's idea of what's just normal in a child, we weren't sure whether it would be something just about how people were reporting mental health. That didn't seem to be true. So the British Indian advantage was seen when parents reported, when teachers reported, and when the young people reported themselves. The psychiatrist who gave an overall rating also agreed. It was also seen in much more detailed interviews, not just on brief questionnaires. So it does seem to be that British Indians have genuinely better mental health. In terms of why that is, it mostly couldn't actually be explained by the major known risk factors collected in these surveys. These were very comprehensive surveys. They had lots of things on child factors, on family factors, area factors, school factors, and mostly these didn't explain the differences. There was a little bit explained by the fact that British Indians were more likely to live in two-parent families, and a bit explained by the fact they did better in schools, but that only explained around a quarter to a half of the difference. The rest wasn't explained.
It sounds to me as though cultural factors might in fact play a big part. Did you have any kind of insights into that or any understanding of it?
I think cultural factors broadly construed is my guess as to what the answer is, and as I say, we couldn't explain it by the major known risk factors. There were quite a few things we asked about which could have been plausible cultural factors. For example, we asked about family functioning, about the child's perceived social report, some questions on parenting behaviours. My personal hypothesis, what it may be, is something to do with cultural attitudes and expectations towards education. As I say, part of the advantage was explained by the fact that Indians did better in schools.
What would be a simple bottom line message?
One thing which this does point to is the importance of education. Certainly the fact that British Indians children did better in school did seem to play part of their advantage. So I think that is one important thing. I think there is a more broad message perhaps for researchers, this idea that you ought to look at groups which are doing better than the average, not just the groups which are doing worse. And actually this came in not just to our health research, but one of the reasons why we actually don't know so much about why Indians do better in school, which could clarify these hypotheses I've been putting forward, is also in education research. People don't look at that. For example, recent Department of Education surveys oversample minority ethnic groups which do worse than average and say, for example, well, we didn't oversample Indians or Chinese students because they do better than average, so it's not of interest. So I think it's maybe a message for us as researchers at the moment more that by looking at groups which have an advantage, there's the potential for learning things which may improve the mental health of, or the health or the well-being of all children or all groups.
Anna Goodman of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For Audio News, I'm Peter Goodwin.